This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 15th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The Taser Corporation, better known for weaponry, is working on a suit to be worn by police officers to record every moment of an officer's shift. Video technology in general, from flip cameras to new iPods, offers many new ways for citizens to document cops on the job. Bradley Balco, senior editor at Reason Magazine, comments.
I think it's great. I'm a little surprised that Taser's doing it, given their pretty close relationship with police departments. And you know, I'd have concerns about making sure that the video is tamper-proof and that it can't be destroyed or misplaced or accidentally erased. But to the extent that, you know, there's a market for this, that there are police departments that want Tasers with cameras. I think it's a great thing. And you know, it protects, not only does it expose the bad cops, it protects the good ones, the people who legitimately use Tasers. The video is going to vindicate them.
Under what circumstances would cops, aside from being bad guys, would they be hesitant to want to try this type of thing?
In general, I've found anyway, with the course of my work, that police departments tend to be reluctant to sign off on more monitoring of how they do their jobs. The SWAT transparency bill in Maryland, for example, that would just require every police department with a SWAT team to issue a quarterly report to the state attorney general. That's just a transparency bill. All that's saying is, here's how many times we used our SWAT team, here's what happened. It's not imposing any sorts of restrictions or regulations. And, you know, every police group in the state of Maryland opposed that bill. So in general, I think there's a reluctance among police departments to agree to more monitoring of how they do their jobs. And so that's why I would think there would be a little bit of opposition to this. But if there isn't, you know, I'd be happy to be wrong on that point.
From the reading I've done, a lot of uppity citizens have had cameras taken from them, tape recorders taken from them, either smashed or the tapes removed. How often does that happen?
I can't really say for certain how often it happens. It happens enough that there, you know, it's a whole genre of YouTube videos about people who were taping the police and you know, had their tapes had the cameras confiscated. There's a whole website called Photography Is Not a Crime by a photographer who documents these cases. You know, it is. It should be legal in every jurisdiction in the country to photograph or videotape on-duty police officers. There's simply no question that should be legal. There are states where, you know, there are broadly written statutes on, for example, wiretapping laws that you know, could be interpreted to make it illegal, and then police officers obviously also have these broadly written statutes such as obstruction of justice or interfering with official duties or something like that give them the discretion to arrest people for videotaping them. But I would like to see a court challenge to this, you know, taken to the Supreme Court. I think there needs to be a national discussion on this, both to sort of cement the law, but also to let the public know that this is something that is legal, but also let police officers know that if you take someone's camera who is, you know, videotaping you legally while you're on the job, that there are going to be consequences. That is a perfectly legal thing for people to do.
The new iPod Nano has a recorder on it, a video recorder and a microphone on it. And it's, of course, not the first product to put that kind of recording technology in such a small package. What kind of technology is leveling the playing field in terms of citizens and the police?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a kind of a widespread democratization of this relationship between the police and the policed. You know, we saw this in Iran during the revolution or the uprising, I guess, over the summer, where people were instantly uploading cell phone videos and photos and getting around state controls on the flow of information. And we're seeing it here in the U.S. It's a website called Kik, Q-I-K, that allows you to upload video, basically stream video real time on Kik's website and then archive it on Kik servers. So If you are videotaping a police encounter and the police confiscate your camera and try to erase the video or try to destroy the camera, there is a real-time video or a video now that will be archived on a server that's off-site. And I think this is a really wonderful development. And I think as we see the video kind of capturing technology become easier and easier for people to afford from with the Nano, with cell phones, I would actually like to see. I'm a big fan of the flip video cameras. These very small, very easy to use. I think you can get one for $100 now. It would be nice to see them partner with one of the telecom companies to provide internet access. Not even to surf the web, but just to be able to upload videos, you know, from the camera instantly instead of having to sort of take it home and plug it into your computer. I think that's sort of the next step. I think it's going to happen, but it'd be nice to see it happen sooner.
Radley Balco is senior editor at Reason Magazine and author of the Cato Institute report Overkill, dealing with the militarization of American police. You can read the report at cato.org.